Random Sampler, Tips for Energy Conservation. These 10 steps can help you save money on utility bills and conserve energy. 1. Check your attic for adequate insulation. While the amount required by building codes varies in different areas, most attics should have enough insulation to qualify for an R30 insulation rating. If you have less than 4 inches of insulation, consider adding more. 2. If acceptable to you, set your thermostat below 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 21 degrees Celsius, when heating a home, or above 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 24 degrees Celsius, when using air conditioning. You can save significant amounts of energy if you are willing to wear more clothing in the winter and less in the summer until you learn to adjust to the new settings. 3. Check the seal around the door of your refrigerator. To find out if it is properly tight, place a dollar bill between the seal and the door. If you can easily pull out the dollar bill, replace the seal. 4. Use fluorescent light bulbs in place of regular bulbs. While such bulbs cost more, they generally last several years and use less than half the electricity of incandescent bulbs. 5. Install flow resistors in all sink faucets and shower heads. 6. Once a month, vacuum dust from the coils at the bottom and back of your refrigerator. This helps it run more efficiently. Replace the filter in your furnace or air conditioner. Draw a gallon of water from the spigot located at the bottom of most water heaters. This will allow mineral buildup to be drained off and will prolong the life of your water heater. 7. Water lawns early in the morning because the heat of the day evaporates 20% to 30% of your water. Also, a lawn actually uses less water if it isn't cut short. Longer blades shade the turf. Consider setting the height of the mower blade to about 3 inches. 8. Use grass clippings to mulch around the base of trees and shrubs to cut their water needs by 50%. 9. Use an insulated jacket around a water heater to reduce costs, especially if the water heater is located in a cold garage. When building a home, insulate the hot water pipes to save even more. Exposed hot water pipes in existing homes can be covered with insulation materials that have a horizontal slit in them, thus allowing them to be slipped around the pipes. 10. Check with your local utility company. Some will conduct an energy audit for free or for a modest fee. The audit will show what kinds of inexpensive repairs you can make around your home to cut down on your utility bills. From Jerry Mason, Lubbock, Texas. The Right Habit. Over the years, my husband and I have tried a variety of methods to encourage our children to keep personal journals. We have discovered that while no single approach works all the time, a series of frequent reminders seems to be the most effective. The following ideas have helped us to become a family of journal keepers. Getting started. When our children were very young, we gave each of them a folder in a file drawer where they could keep special primary or school artwork, papers, awards, photos, and other special items. Our toddlers also delighted in tracing their handprints or drawing the events of the day on journal paper. Writing journal entries. As the children learned to write, we encouraged them to begin writing their own journal entries. Some jot down a few hurried phrases, others sometimes write pages about a single event. Measuring the cost. We have found spiral-bound notebooks and loose-leaf binders every bit as useful as more expensive bound journals. Developing a habit. Along with scripture reading and family prayer, we include writing down the day's events as part of our bedtime routine. Developing the habit and sticking to it helps make it less of a burden. When we travel, we tuck extra sheets of paper into our scriptures to avoid packing bulky journals. This allows us to record special activities that might otherwise be forgotten. Giving encouragement. During the day, if something of consequence happens to a member of the family, we comment about what a nice journal entry it will make. When we notice efforts beginning to slacken, we occasionally add an incentive by offering a special reward for consistency. We once issued the challenge to write daily for a week. At the next family home evening, we rewarded all family members with a bowl of ice cream if they had made at least one journal entry. For 2 entries, we added chocolate syrup. For 3, strawberries, and so on. We good-naturedly observed that we each received our just desserts. teaching the gospel. We use family home evening to teach the importance of record keeping. Some scriptures are like inspired journal entries kept by a prophet. Other times, we have referred to ancestors' journals to illustrate an important point. Using our entries. We actually refer to our journals to improve our lives, measure progress on problems, and answer questions. When the awarding of a certain scout badge was in jeopardy because of poor record keeping, our son produced the needed information and dates from his journal. Another time, a friend who filed an insurance claim couldn't recall the weather conditions on a day 2 years earlier. A journal entry came to the rescue. We have found that the more extensive and detailed our entries are, the more often we look to our journals for temporal and spiritual guidance. From Susan Romney, Bullhead City, Arizona. End of Random Sampler.